114 summers ago in the French village of Saint-Rémy, Vincent van Gogh created his now-famous painting of the moon peeking over a landscape filled with amber waves of grain. The painting of the emerging moon, so massive and so bright a shade of orange that it was originally mistaken for the setting sun, sparked a mystery that has haunted art historians and astronomers alike. Exactly when and where did Van Gogh spy such a magnificent vista? Now a team of astronomers thinks it may have finally solved that mystery. Using precise calculations, aerial photographs, weather records, and a personal letter from the painter, the team arrived at the answer. Donald Olson of Southwest Texas State University is the leader of that team, and he joins us now. Professor Olson, you've calculated the exact time and date?
Well, interestingly enough, we found a time of July 13th, 1889, for Van Gogh to see three things: a nearly full moon rising in the southeast in the evening twilight. About a month from now, people anywhere on the earth will see that same thing occur on the same day. There will be a nearly full moon on July 13th, 2003, rising in the southeast in evening twilight.
In order to figure out this exact time and date, you had to do quite a bit of detective work. You began with some tantalizing clues. You knew that Vincent van Gogh was in Provence, where he'd taken refuge after suffering a series of mental breakdowns. And in the picture itself, you had a clue because the moon was emerging over a sort of protruding cliff. Is that where you started?
Well, we actually started with the idea that it was a full moon. We know that Van Gogh arrived in Saint-Rémy in May, and he mailed this painting to his brother Theo in Paris in September. So this painting must be from one of the full moon periods of either May, June, July, August, or September of 1889. Using the topographic feature you mentioned, the overhanging cliff, we were able to show that the full moon rose behind that cliff only on two dates, May 16th and July 13th. And the final clue that allowed us to finish the project was the golden wheat in the foreground. In the month of May, the field was green, so our painting with golden wheat piled in stacks must be from the July 13th date. Once we knew it was from July 13th, additional computer calculations showed that the moon passed behind that cliff for only 2 minutes. Since it shows roughly centered behind the cliff in the painting, we were able to produce a rather precise 9:08 p.m.
Now, you had some help based on Van Gogh's own writing. He described the field at various points in the year.
Yeah, his letter from May, he said when he first got to the monastery that it was surrounded by very, very green wheat fields. And he sent a letter at the end of the summer, in September, when he describes this painting, sending it to his brother Theo. The letter in which he describes doing this painting, he actually says, "I have a moonrise painting in progress," and he describes the colors in such a way that we know it's this painting. Unfortunately, that letter has no handwritten date on the letter, and the envelope, which would have had a postmark, is now lost. And that's why we tried to bring astronomical evidence to bear.
So on July 13th, 2003, what will that Van Gogh moon look like?
Although it won't be a perfect repetition, you know, everywhere else in the world, but nevertheless, anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, if people go out right at the time of sunset on July 13th, 2003, the sun will be setting in the northwest. If they look just opposite, down toward the southeast, they will see a nearly full moon rising in the southeast in the evening twilight, just as Van Gogh did more than a century ago.
All right. Professor Donald Olson of Southwest Texas State University, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.